It's time for LevaCare Connects on KDOM. Real conversations, real support, simple, meaningful insights that help you care for your mind one moment at a time.
When school is out, the house gets smaller, the days get longer, and suddenly the kids who were best friends in May are at each other's throats by July. It's exhausting, it's loud, and it can make any parent want to hide in the pantry. You're listening to LevaCare Connects. Real conversations, real support, simple, meaningful insights to help you care for your mind one moment at a time. I'm Kelly Hollingsworth, Clinical Director at LevaCare. And today we're talking about how to survive and maybe even thrive through the sibling summer squabbles. Why is it that summer seems to turn siblings into rivals? Is it just the heat? While the heat doesn't help, it's mostly about the loss of forced space. During the school year, kids have 6 to 7 hours of independence from one another. In summer, they're suddenly in each other's bubbles 24/7. Without the structured tasks of school, their boredom often manifests as poking at one another just to get a reaction. At LevaCare, we look at this as an opportunity for real support. Sibling fights are actually the first place where children learn to negotiate, set boundaries, and resolve conflict. But they need us to be our coach, not referee. It sounds great, but when the screaming starts, it's hard not to just yell, "Stop!" and hand them each a timeout. So how can you coach when your kids are arguing? Try the sports casting technique. Instead of taking sides or deciding who started it, simply narrate what you see. Say, "I see two kids who both want the same blue truck, and I see one sister who's feeling very frustrated." This is helpful because it lowers the temperature. It shows them that you aren't the enemy, you're just simply an observer. Once the shouting stops, use the problem-solving pivot. Ask them, "What's a solution that works for both of you?" By putting the ball in their court, you're teaching their brains to find a middle ground rather than just waiting for an adult to fix it. Are there any strategies that we can use proactively to prevent the fireworks before they start? Absolutely. Two options are scheduled separation and shared mission. Scheduled separation. So even 30 minutes of solo time when they're in different rooms can help to reset their nervous systems. And shared mission, give them a task where they have to work together against a common goal, like building a backyard fort or completing a 500-piece puzzle. It shifts the dynamic from me versus you to us versus the problem. It's about building those small moments of connection instead of just managing the explosions. Peace in the house doesn't mean a house that's always quiet. It means having the tools to handle the noise when it happens. At LevaCare Connects, we're here to help you find those tools. Because when we care for our children's minds and relationships, we're caring for the health of the whole family. LevaCare Connects, real conversations, real support, caring for your mind one moment at a time.
Join us each week at this same time for LevaCare Connects. Proudly serving Southwest Minnesota, Nobles, Jackson, and Cottonwood counties. To learn more about today's topic, phone 507-376-4141. The 24/7 crisis hotline is 1-800-642-1525. This has been LevaCare Connects on KDOM.